Son of God, hung on a cross to die. But not even death
give you the glory and the praise and the honor. We're going to do one more. This one wasn't on the list, but we need to do this morning. So I want you to worship. This is about 6 or 7 minutes more. That's it. Just want you to just focus on Jesus. Give him the glory, the honor, the worship, the praise that's due his name this morning. Because he's here this morning. I feel his presence in this place already. And we need him to just send his glory on down. Amen.
In your glory, healing in your glory, is healing in your glory, healing in your glory. There's healing in your glory. leader in your glory. Freedom in your glory. Freedom in your glory. There's freedom in your glory. So Lord, send your glory. Oh,
give him praise this morning. Send your glory, Lord. You know, the Lord promised He promised in the last days that he would pour out his spirit on all flesh. He said, your sons and your daughters would prophesy, your young men would see vision, your old men would dream dreams. We're in the last days, folks. I believe he's about to pour out his spirit even greater. No matter how dark it's getting, you know, I never get tired of this. And you need to turn me up a little bit. You never get tired of this. But Isaiah 61 and 2, put it up there real quick. Isaiah 61 and 2. This is God's promise as the days get dark. He said, when the darkness would cover the earth and gross darkness the people. Let's read it. Y'all got it up? They'll get it there. I surprised them. Isaiah 61 and 2. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Now let me just tell you right now, when he's talking about arise and shine, that means letting the light of Jesus flow through you. That means you're not ashamed of him. You're not ashamed of his word. You're going to speak the truth. You're going to live the truth. You're not going to be ashamed of anything in the Bible, anything that is written, anything that is true. You will not be ashamed. And if you will not bow the knee to fear, you will not bow the knee to try to save your own skin, the glory of God is going to arise upon you, rest upon you, and be seen by people around you. That is the promise of God. Amen. That's something to praise God about. Now, Jesus said the world will hate us. But why does the world hate us? He told us in John 3. Because they love their sin. They love evil. They love the darkness. But we love Jesus. Amen. Go ahead and give him one more praise and you can be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want to say this morning that I love Jesus. I love Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I love him. I know him. And I know he is the way and the truth and the life. And I'm not going to try to save my life in this world to deny him in any way, in any form or fashion. This is a decision we have to make, because the world is quickly descending. The Antichrist spirit, I'll say the Antichrist spirit, or the spirit of Antichrist, and the spirit of Babylon is taking over. Mystery Babylon is taking over. Y'all know that, right? Babylon is here, and Nebuchadnezzar is coming. Nebuchadnezzar, and this time, is going to be the Antichrist when he arrives. But the spirit of Babylon and the spirit of the Antichrist are taking over, and they hate truth. Because, listen, if it's true, Jesus is behind it. Because he is the truth. You hear me? Anything that's true, anything that is a lie, Satan is behind it and pushing. He is a liar and the father of lies. So it's real easy in this world. If it's true, Jesus is about that. If it's a lie, Satan is about that. That's all we got to have to know. Now, sometimes the lines get a little blurred because the devil is good at deception and playing games and trying. And he's real good at mixing a little truth in with his lies. You have to watch him. He's a crafty old devil, right? But folks, the truth will set you free is what Jesus said. And I want to tell you, it's good today to know the truth and to stand here as an unvaccinated person. Hallelujah. It's good to know that my DNA is still intact the way it's supposed to be. And that I'm not now a COVID virus manufacturing machine. Isn't that wonderful? You know, when God made me, he didn't make my body to manufacture COVID spike proteins. No, God didn't make me that way. And yet they want to tell us that this mRNA technology is not altering our DNA. Well, what? Look, if my DNA doesn't make COVID spike proteins, and then you inject something in me that makes COVID, makes my body produce COVID spike proteins, what did you just do? You just reprogram my DNA that replicates itself and that tells cells how to live and operate and replenish. You just told my body, you programmed it. And look, Jennifer Doudna, and I talked about her last week, Jennifer Doudna, the geneticist that she's the co-inventor of the mRNA technology, the gene editing technology, CRISPR-Cas9. She said flat out, we are editing DNA. We can program your DNA to do whatever we want it to do. Now, if you change the very foundation, the very building blocks of who we are and how God made us, if you change that, you're corrupting the temple. Say, well, Pastor Dean, what about all these people that already did it? I don't know. That's between them and God. All I can do is tell you, you better not do it. Israel, let's put the Israel one up today. Just found out this morning that Israel is now going to be the first country in the world to be pushing a third COVID shot. What's next? How many more do we have to take? Let's look at the 74%. Massachusetts County. 74% of the COVID cases in Massachusetts County are vaccinated people. 74%. They'll get that up there in a second. CDC study shows 74% of people infected in Massachusetts COVID outbreak were fully vaccinated. Wait a minute. I thought a vaccine was supposed to prevent you from getting the thing. So guess what? It doesn't work. Imagine that. Put up the 60% in the UK. And the UK is probably lying about this because the UK is just about gone, completely in darkness. But 60%, here's the CNBC. This is the mainstream news media admitting 60% of the UK's newly hospitalized patients are fully vaccinated. And I could go on and on and on with this. This is getting ridiculous. Now, let me show you something else. Put up the one-third. This just saw last night when I watched And We Know. Love LT. If y'all don't watch And We Know, you have to watch him on Rumble now. But And We Know put this up, and I double-checked it to make sure I verified it, to make sure this was true information. But right here, Daily Mail says the next COVID variant could kill up to 1 in 3 people. Sage warns doomsday scenario is realistic possibility, and UK's vaccine rollout may even speed up mutant strains emergence. Now, this is what I said last week when I was talking about the chicken disease. What is it? Merrick's disease, that when they started vaccinating the chickens, the vaccinated ones, it was creating a more dangerous version or strain of the disease, and chickens were dying, just dropping dead a lot quicker. And they're saying, look, I want to read this again. Everybody notice it. This is, again, mainstream media admitting the next COVID variant, we'll talk about this in a second, the next COVID variant could kill up to 1 in 3 people. Sage warns doomsday scenario is realistic possibility, and UK's vaccine rollout may even speed up mutant strains emergence. See, and this is what the guy, I can't remember his name, was Gert. He worked for Gavi and Bill Gates. He's one of the vaccine researchers and developers. He came out and said that this was exactly what's going to happen, and he said this a long time ago, and they've been censoring this guy, and this guy's not even anti-vaccine, and he's been saying that we were going to create mutant strains that we could not stop, that the vaccines were going to make this worse. The COVID thing would have come and gone, folks, if we would have just let our immune system and nature take care of it. But now, like I shared with you last week, Dr. David Bayers of the Crick Institute has made it clear that those who take these mRNA vaccines are lowering the antibodies in their immune system and are going to have continual boosters. Folks, I don't know about you, but if a shot is killing people, and it is by the thousands, if it's killing people, making people blind, making people have strokes, making people have blood clots, how many times do I want them to shoot me until I finally have a reaction? Now, here's what's scary. They're talking about this one-third here, one-third of mankind. When I saw that last night, there was a little thing that came to my memory. Everybody turn to Revelation 9 this morning. And several people, my wife included, and another brother, Christopher, that lives out in Texas, and are saying, could this be, and I'm just going to put this out there, I guess is what I'm trying to say, as a possibility. But let's go to Revelation chapter 9. I want to read this. Revelation 9. See, I believe and those of you that don't know me, I believe that the seals and the trumpets and the vials of Revelation overlap one another. They don't start at the same time, but they all end at the same time. And I've taught this many times and I've proved this many times through the scriptures, so I can't do that this morning. But my point is, I believe, and I've shown over the years, that I believe that the first four seals have been opened. We're waiting for number five fully. The first five trumpets have blown. We're waiting for number six. And the vials have not started yet because they don't start until we're the 3.5-year mark into the last 7 years. So the vials have not started yet. But five of the six trumpets have, and this is the sixth trumpet we're going to read about here, judgment. So let's go to, are you in chapter 9? Let's see here. Yeah, let's go down to, let's see. Verse 14, yes. All right. Now remember, one of the things that I've learned over the years, and I've been preaching for 34 years now, and what I've learned is, especially in studying Revelation and end time prophecy, a lot of times we don't really know what it is or what it's going to be or how it's going to work out until it actually happens. We can speculate, we can guess, we can do our best, have our best interpretations, but sometimes we just have to wait until it happens. And that's what we found out, like, for instance, on the third trumpet. The third trumpet was no doubt Chernobyl. Now, how do we know that? Well, what was interesting is that the third trumpet says that he saw this star fall from heaven, and the name of it was Wormwood, and then it made the waters bitter, and many men died. Not all, many men died because of the waters that were made bitter. Well, how do we know that Wormwood was Chernobyl in 1986? Well, we know that because in the Ukrainian Bible, where it happened in Pripyat, Ukraine, where Chernobyl is, the word wormwood in Ukrainian and in Russian is Chernobyl. That's the word for wormwood. In fact, in the Ukrainian Bibles, and I showed this many times, they've actually taken this off the internet since I started making it public, is that in the Ukrainian dictionary, you could type in wormwood in English and translate, it would say Chernobyl. But now, did anybody understand that before it happened? No. And then what do we see happen with Chernobyl? What happened with Chernobyl? All that cesium-137, I believe it was, went into the atmosphere, the clouds, it began to rain, all that water. It said it poisoned one-third of the waters of Europe. That it was only recently that whales, sheep and cattle and everything were cleared. That the ground, they said, it's been long enough now that it's safe. So it affected all of Europe. Folks, let's read this. I've always thought this to be a war. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But let's read this. And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard the voice of the four horns. Oh, I'm sorry, did I start? Yeah, the sixth angel sounded. That's fine. The golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel, which hath the trumpet, loose the four angels, which are bound in the great river Euphrates. And four angels were loosed and were prepared for an hour, a day, a month, and a year for to slay the third part of men. You hear that? These angels were released, fallen angels that are bound. They were released to go forth and to slay or to kill a third part of men. Now, I don't know about you, but I know fallen angels are deceivers, right? They work with Satan, Lucifer, the devil. It says the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000,000 or 200 million, and I heard the number of them. And thus I saw the horses in the vision and them that sat on them having breastplates of fire and jacinth and brimstone. And the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions, and out of their mouths issued fire and smoke and brimstone. By these three was a third part of men killed, by the fire and by the smoke and by the brimstone which issued out of their mouths. For their power is in their mouth and in their tails, for their tails were like unto serpents, and their heads, and had heads, and they with them they do hurt. And it says, and the rest of that were not killed by these, notice what the word says, plagues. The rest of these that were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone of wood, which neither see nor walk nor hear. Now listen to this. Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. Now sorceries, what is sorceries? Greek word pharmakeia. It's actually the word for medications. You hear me? Plagues. That's interesting. I never thought about this way. What these many doctors are saying right now, many doctors and scientists that are being honest are saying that if it is true that these mRNA vaccines are destroying your immune system, and if it is true, the animal test that they've run on coronavirus vaccines over the years, if the data is true of what we have seen happen to animals, is that they do okay for a while after they've had it. But then they encounter a virus in the wild that they can't fight, and their immune system overreacts and they die. Could we see in the days ahead massive death from the vaccine, but they're going to blame it on some kind of new variant? They're probably going to blame the unvaccinated, which the most part of that's going to be Christians who know better because we know the truth. And then it would make a whole lot of sense why. Let's go back to Matthew 24. Why we hear this verse, Jesus said this about the last days. Matthew 24. Verse 9 and 10. Well, verse 8. Well, let's just read from verse 3 again. And as he, Jesus, sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? What shall be the sign of thy coming, of the end of the age, or the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. So the first thing is deception. What is deception? Deception would be making you think something's good when it's bad. Making you think something's true when it's a lie. Making you think something's safe and effective when it's deadly and destructive. You hear me? Just so you know what deception is. And the thing about deception is that it's so deceiving. Right? You can be deceived, and if you're really deceived, the thing about it is you don't know you're deceived. You actually think you know the truth because you've believed a liar. That's why I love my definition of a conspiracy theorist, a person who refuses to trust and believe known liars. Why would I trust the most corrupt pharmaceutical company in the world, Pfizer, with my health? Do you know that the president, watch last night, the president of Mexico is telling the entire nation, we cannot trust the pharmaceutical companies. They're in it for money. This is what the president of Mexico said. These vaccines are not safe. Dr. Robert Malone, co-inventor of mRNA technology, these vaccines are not safe. The government is not being transparent with you about the risk. Dr. Robert Malone. These doctors and top scientists in the world that are telling the truth are being censored. They're being taken off YouTube. Facebook, Twitter, and you're only going to get, you're getting one message, one bit of propaganda. But Jesus went on to say, look what he said here. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Basically, a lot of people come and saying, I'm your Savior. Someone's saying that the vaccines are going to save us. No, the vaccine's not my Savior. Jesus is my Savior. He's my healer. He's my great physician. You hear me? Let's keep reading. I'm sorry. I'm just have to preach through this. He said, you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines. Right now, famine is increasing across the world, 25 nations right now. Food shortages are coming. He says pestilences, plagues, diseases. Now, he doesn't define whether that's natural or man-made. But he tells you plagues, viruses, earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. This is what I want to get to, verse 9 and 10. Then, meaning after this, after the plagues, after the pestilences, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name. Now, what would cause all nations to hate a group of people? Think about that. To the point, we want to kill you. We hate you so much. All nations. What would do that? Because they've been brainwashed to think if you don't take their poison, you're a danger to them. And they don't understand the danger of the people they're listening to. The danger is the stuff they're injecting into their bodies. That's the danger. But they're going to put it on you. We are looking at exactly what Adolf Hitler and the Nazi regime did to the Jewish people and true Christians and anybody that they didn't like in Germany. They had to first demonize them, stigmatize them, make them out to be dangerous for you. These Jews are dangerous for us. The health ministry of the Nazis said, oh, these Jewish people, they're dangerous. They're dangerous for your health. Your family might die if they get near a Jewish person. They're just filthy. They call them filthy rats. Well, guess what? Now it's the unvaccinated. And you think I'm exaggerating? Just give it 6 months. Give it 6 months. Let's play the video. This is CNN. Don Lemon is his name. I guess he's called Lemon because he's sourpuss, right? But he's just a hack for the New World Order, for the whole cabal, for the whole plan. He's just a mouthpiece for them. CNN, everybody's known Operation Mockingbird for the longest time. CNN's been nothing but CIA operatives to say what the deep state, the New World Order people want them to say. If it's coming on CNN, if CNN's pushing it, you just need to know the Antichrist, satanic, deep state people, this is their pushing, okay? So CNN, you always know if what they're saying, if you do the opposite, you're going to be probably in a good place, right? Listen to this.
I don't know. I'm sure a lot of people are not going to agree with this, but don't get the vaccine, you can't go to the supermarket. Don't have the vaccine, you don't show it, can't go to the ball game. Don't have the vaccine, can't go to work. You don't have the vaccine, can't come here. No shirt, no shoes, no service. That's where I think we should be right now, because we continue to waste our breath on people who are just not going to change. They're, you know, the circular logic. They just keep going back and saying, well, it's my freedom, it's whatever, I'm free. Well, your kid's not free to give other kids meningitis in schools. You got to take a vaccine to do that. You got to take vaccines in order to be employed. So what is the big deal? And all these people were saying, I don't want to put this stuff in my body. They're out drinking on the weekend and putting other substances in their bodies. That's way worse for them than a vaccine. So come on. Let's be real.
Yeah, look, there are people who have health exceptions. I think they're the very pronounced minority.
Y'all hear that? Did you notice how he mocked freedom? Mocked freedom. You should be forced. That's what he's saying. Or you don't get to go to the grocery store. You don't get to have a job. What is this? If this is not the mark of the beast, what is it and when will it be? This, when they mandate this worldwide, and they're working on it, when they mandate this, it is the mark of the beast. Search on Rumble for me. We're going to play it again in a minute, but the Gray State trailer. I'm going to show y'all something that I saw that I've forgotten until it just hit. But I'm going to show you this. But let's read. Let's go to, while you guys look that up, let's go to Revelation. I know. I'm giving you some work to do, man. I know you earning your keep today. All right? I want to tell Kelsey and Jordan and Daniela, they work hard on media stuff. I put them through it. Because sometimes I just have to wing it, like today. I'm just winging it. All right? But Revelation 13, everybody ought to know this. We'll look at verse 7 first, and then we're going to look at verse 16, 17, 18. Say, Pastor Dean, you talk about this all the time. Yep, you're right. Going to keep on doing it. Going to keep on keeping on. Why? Because we're living in it. We're living it. I have to keep talking about it because things are continuing to evolve here. But when you see CNN saying you don't go to the grocery store, well, where are you going to get your food? You don't get to go to a job. Well, how are you going to earn money? See, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I knew this was coming. I've known this is coming for a long time. It's why I'm running for governor of Alabama. So maybe we can do our own thing here. Stop the whole nonsense at the state line. Sorry, no new world order here. Move along. And I say it on the campaign trail. I've had Republicans go, you probably shouldn't use that term, new world order. I said, why? President Bush did it. Biden does it. Obama did it. Why can't I use it? Why is it all of a sudden bad? Because I'm on the other side saying it's bad, and they're saying it's good. They can say it's good, but if I say it's bad, you shouldn't say that. No, I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it every meeting. I'm going to have my big banner up that says New World Order with their quotes on it going down the line. I'm going to keep exposing it. Why? Truth is powerful, folks. Whatever truth it is, it's powerful against the lies. There was an old saying I heard a long time ago, and I don't know who attributed it to. Somebody might find it, but it's an interesting statement because it says that truth crushed underfoot will rise again, but a lie wounded will fall. And this is why they censor us, because the truth always defeats the lie. The lie cannot defeat the truth. You put the truth and a lie side by side on equal time, equal footing, the truth will always win. So you got to eliminate the truth so the lie can survive. Because the lie is what's weak. And so they want to silence anyone speaking the truth because they know the truth will defeat their lie. Look, one of the good signs we see in the world, did you guys see the thousands upon thousands of people in Europe gathering in the streets to protest this and to talk about freedom and Cuba rising up wanting freedom? There's something about freedom you just can't kill and crush. It will always rise up. People are willing to die, suffer and die for freedom. And these elite hadn't learned this, and over all the centuries of mankind, that people are willing to do whatever is necessary to remain free. They're in for the fight of their lives coming up here real soon. Let's go to verse 7. Here's the word about this Antichrist spirit, this Antichrist beast system that's rising now in governments of the world, and not just governments, but in the corporations of the world. It's rising on everywhere, but look what it says here. And it was given unto him, this is the Antichrist, the Nebuchadnezzar, the leader of this Babylon that's coming. And it was given to him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power or authority was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. This time people are going to lead people into prison camps, into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and faith of the saints. Then he talks about this other beast that's going to rise up out of the earth. But let's drop down. He says here, verse 16, and he will cause all. Somebody say all. That's worldwide. He will cause all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark. A genome marker, maybe? A mark in their right hand or in their forehead, that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Folks, 2,000 years ago, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ, speaks to the Apostle John and shows him in the last of the last days, right before the second coming, Satan's going to rise up. He's going to take over the governments of the world. And all together, somehow, they're going to agree on forcing everyone to get injected with something. And if you refuse, you will not be able to buy or sell. If you don't have a job, how much buying and selling are you going to do? If you can't go to the grocery store, how much buying and selling are you going to do? Folks, this is it. It is upon us. And if you don't believe this, I don't know what else I can do. I can get a 2x4 and start donking people on the head. Do you not see this happening in front of you? I have Christians that'll message me and comment on social media and say, oh, it's not the mark of the beast. No, not exactly. Not just yet. But we are approaching this. And once they mandate it, and once they mandate you have proof that you've been vaccinated, they're not going to hand it. Like I said, again, they're not going to accept your little cards because people are counterfeiting those already. I know people that are doing it. I'm like, okay. They're going to make you put something in here to say you've been vaccinated. And then how many times? Well, we're going to have to do an update. So it's going to have to be something that can be data updated. So it'll be some kind of microchip of some sort that can be read, that they can scan. Now, those of you that have little children, you might want to get them to close their eyes for a minute if you don't want them to see this, because this is not a pleasant trailer to a movie. But I want you to see this again, because if you want to know where things are going, but when I want everyone to pay close attention when the little boy is getting the mark put on his arm. And I want you to pay close attention to the shape of that mark. Now, I want you to think about this. This movie trailer was put out around 2011. The movie never got made because the man producing it and doing it was killed in his whole family. There was too much truth in this, and I actually believe that they must have had somebody who was elite, some of the elite in this that exposed this, because this knowledge could only come from those who planned it. So what I'm about to show you is going to freak you out. All right, let's watch this trailer and pay close attention and make it as big as you can and pay close attention when the boy gets the mark on his arm.
Just give me a heads up where you're in from.
Thank you. Anyway, and actually, because y'all, it's right there. Yeah. That's the triangle. That's the delta. Delta right there for you. Triangle in Greek is delta. 2011, 10 years ago. Now, is that a coincidence? Some people say that's a coincidence. I don't think so. All right. Let's go to Revelation 18 for me. The fall of Babylon here. When he's talking about the fall of Babylon here, he says something. Let's go down to verse. Oh. We'll just go to verse 23 because I just want to focus in this. God begins to judge Babylon. Of course, Babylon, I believe that Mystery Babylon is the Roman Catholic Church, but it's also everything they push, everything they represent, from the Jesuits that have infiltrated every realm of society. And they push this whole agenda, okay? But there's more than just them involved in this, what I call this whole spirit of Babylon, Mystery Babylon. But when God destroys Rome and he destroys the system, he begins to bring it down. This is at the seventh vial. So this is at the end when Jesus is letting the wrath rain down upon these people. And it says all the cities of the nations will fall. And then it said Mystery Babylon comes in, which is Rome. And it says he's going to judge this system. Rome representing is the main one it's representing. It says, and the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee. And the voice of the bridegroom, which is Jesus, and of the bride, which is the church, shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth. For by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. By your sorceries. Again, if y'all can, find it for me. The Greek Blue Letter Bible definition of sorceries here. Pharmakeia. Pharmacy, pharmaceutical, is where we get that word from. It literally means, in the Strong's Greek Dictionary, it says medications. For by your medications, by your pharmaceuticals, were all nations deceived. Think about that, y'all. Not one nation. Not America, just America. All nations. Do we see something affecting all nations right now? All nations. France is trying to really lock it down. And folks, the rumor's out there now that the blue states are about to lock down again here in the U.S. So you're going to see your Democrat governors and your weak rhino Republican governors are going to start shutting things down again. Mark it down. It's coming. And states like New York are already mandating vaccines. And soon, I believe, the federal government here will try to mandate these vaccines. Now, as for me and my house, there's one word. No, it's not going to happen. No way, shape, or form they ejecting that into me, my wife, my daughter. Not going to happen. And I've said this over and over again, you're going to have to make up your mind if you're going to bow the knee to this system or not. I want to show you this. Go to Matthew chapter 16. And this is something that... You got it up there? Oh, go ahead. You got it. Can you make it bigger? Click on that word right there. It'll take you to it. There you go. Just so y'all can see it. There it is. What? They've changed it, so now they've made it actually more difficult to maneuver through. Why do updates make things more difficult? It worked fine before. Keep going. Right there. Right there. There you go. All right. Yeah, you see it? Outline of biblical usage of this word, pharmakeia, as you see it right here, pharmakeia, or however you say it. The use of administering of drugs, poisoning, sorcery, magical arts, often found in connection with idolatry, deception, seductions, idolatry. Here you see the Strong's definition says medication, pharmacy. Well, there you have it. It's witchcraft. Everybody see that? I just want you to see it so you know I'm not making it up. Now let's go back. We're going to go to Matthew 6. And wow, it's not even 12 o'clock, you guys. That's a, just a good, yeah, intro. Matthew 16. And this is what's really, really strong in my heart this morning. I remember reading this when I was a young man, when I was newly come to the Lord. And I remember thinking, Lord, that's how I want to be. I remember thinking, no compromise, no giving in, even if it costs me my life. This is a new concept for Westerners. Even if it costs me my life, even if it costs me my job, even if it costs me family members and friends. And for pastors out there, some of them, if it costs you members and tithers and your lukewarm, dead church members that come every Sunday, but, you know, you got to maintain your country club. That's why a lot of pastors won't tell the truth. Hey, our church is growing now, and because I'm telling the truth. So there's people that want the truth out there, but we're still definitely the minority. Well, look at this. This is verse 24. I want to read this here. Just a few of these verses here. But he says here in verse 24, then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Now the word follow, students, Fire and Grace School of Ministry students, what Greek verb tense is this, Bertie? Present tense. He is correct. Present tense Greek verb, which means ongoing, continuous action taking place in the present. So Jesus is saying, those who take up their cross and follow him must do it continually. Presently, ongoing. It's not a take it up, drop it, give up. No, you take up the cross of Jesus, unashamed, bold, and you walk with him and the truth, no matter what you have to deny about yourself, your comfort, your weak little emotions, your attachments to people and things, money. You're going to have to make up your mind. Am I willing to take up my cross and follow Jesus in the midst of this kind of persecution and pressure that's coming upon us? And this is what Jesus was talking about. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Verse 25. For whosoever, you know what that means? Whosoever. Christian or non-Christian, whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake will find it. Did you hear this? I remember reading this. Whoever will save his life. What are you trying to? If you have to deny Jesus in any way or the truth or what is right, to try to hold your little life together. Dare we forget the Christians under Russian communism, Chinese communism, who were told, don't worship, don't go to this church, you can't be a Christian, you can't preach the gospel, you can't have the Bible. And these Christians, for decades and decades and decades under communism, said no. We're willing to lose our lives, lose everything, go to prison, be beaten, be killed, because we will not deny Jesus. Christians have got to have a mindset change here. Jesus has to be your number one, your everything. Your children, your family, your possessions, your money, none of that can come before him. And see, I believe he allows Babylon and Nebuchadnezzar to come, because when we are prospering and living in peace and ease, those things become our idols. And so he will allow Babylon to rise up and a Nebuchadnezzar to rise up or another king in Egypt to rise up. God himself will allow it to find out, will his people still love him, serve him, if they have to lose everything? Will they truly take up their cross and follow Jesus? Even if it means suffering, loss, prison, death. This is why, look, being a Christian is completely anti-rogue government. We're automatically, once a government decides, I don't care where in the world or where in history, whenever a government decided they wanted to be a tyrant and control and take away freedom and force, Christians were always the first marked, because we go, no, we have another king. We have another set of rules, another set of laws that are much higher than yours. And we will not bow. We will not bow. And there they were slain by the thousands in the Colosseum of Rome. It's the way it is. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. Whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? What's worth losing your soul over? Living a little longer? Getting the United Nations World Monetary Fund guaranteed income? Oh, that's coming. If you'll submit, they'll just always put money on your chip. No, the UN is the beast, y'all. It is the beast world government. This whole thing has been planned for centuries and centuries and centuries, and they knew they would be able to do it. In the 20th and 21st century, they knew they would be able to get it done. See, there are people, look, you guys need to understand, there are people who worship Satan. They know him. They talk to him. They actually have meetings, and he shows up. Y'all think I'm joking? No, Satan himself, Lucifer, the devil, the dragon, the fallen one, he will appear to these leaders. And he will explain to them, here's what you're going to do. This is a real thing that's going on. Here's what you're going to do. That's why they all have the same marching orders. What do you think these leaders of the nations, you think they fear one another? Why is it they all do the exact same? They'll even say the exact same words, the same sentences, the same phrases. Like they're repeating somebody. Like a script. See, Satan's told them, I will give you the kingdoms of the world. I will give you the riches. I will give you everything. He said, just like the temptation of Jesus, the devil said, I have the kingdoms of the world. I can give you the riches of the world. If you'll just bow down and worship me. He's also convinced them. He's convinced these leaders of the world that he's going to fight with them and stop the Lord Jesus when he returns. They acknowledge that Jesus is coming. And to them, they believe the God of the Bible, the Lord Jesus Christ, and their God, Lucifer, they believe that they're like equal. And they're on this equal. And you know what the Lord's doing with them, just like he did at the cross? He lets them think they're winning for a little while. Our God is the greatest rope-a-doper ever. He was rope-a-doping before Ali ever rope-a-doped. You think he's losing, but he's really doing everything to defeat you. And right now, in the next few years, you're going to see the Lord is going to let the devil actually just wear himself out. He's going to go full throttle. Oh, yeah, the devil's going to succeed at deceiving people, killing people, destroying people's lives. People that have not truly submitted to Jesus 100%. But let me tell you, if you serve Jesus Christ with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, you're going to have the strength to be blessed to stand against it. And guess what? Some of us are going to make it all the way through, and some of us are going to lay down our lives because we will not bow. But I can tell you right now, Jesus is the one I have chosen, and I am following him, and I hope you do too. These people don't scare me. I'll tell you, I had a vision, open vision one time. Remember I said, young men shall see visions, so I still qualify as young, right? But in 2015, I had an open vision of a predator drone flying toward my house. I knew in the vision, it was like I was having a dream, but I was wide awake. And I could see the whole thing playing out like a movie, like I was watching it from like a helicopter. And I saw this predator drone flying to my house, and I knew it was going there with missiles to destroy my house. And I saw this huge hand come out of the sky, just appear, and swatted it down like it was a bug. I mean swatted. It destroyed it. Boom! Can I tell you this right now? There is nothing too hard for our God. I don't care if they send an entire army to get me to go pick up that preacher in Alabama who's causing us so much trouble by telling the truth. Go get him. And they send 100,000 troops to my house. I'm going to walk out and go, oh, Lord, is it my time? He says, no. I said, oh, it's a bad day for them. If I be a man of God, let fire come down from heaven and consume thee. And thy 100,000. If it's not our time, it's not our time. I don't care what they do. But I'm not going to sit here and say none of us are going to get through this without suffering and dying, because some are going to die. It's going to happen. I don't know if I make it to the rapture or not. I don't know. God hadn't shown me that one way or the other. And of course, you know I believe the rapture is at the end. Very end. I know there's preachers teaching that it's not. Let me tell you some mad folks. Some mad folks is when all this stuff really, like when it gets turned up to 11, like it's going to get turned up to in another year or two. Let me tell you there's going to be some mad people. They're going to be mad at some preachers, and they should be. You know, that old back in the old days when they run them out on the rail, tie them on a rail and run them out of town and throw them in a ditch somewhere. That's what's going to happen to some of these preachers, because they haven't told anybody the truth. They haven't warned anybody. They haven't prepared anybody. And they've been preaching false doctrines that hasn't helped anybody. I mean, the old preachers, I mean, if you look at Paul, if you look at the apostles, what did they tell them? Through much suffering we will enter the kingdom of God. He didn't say, yeah. He said it was going to all be easy greasy. We Americans, look, you know what? Americans and Western Europeans that we have here today, we've had it nice. Hey, man, I thank God that I've been able to raise my children in peace and freedom. But those days are coming to an end, as we've seen throughout history. But America, Americans, come on now. Our forefathers were a lot stronger. First of all, they were a lot more committed to Jesus, and they were willing to lay down their lives for what was right. Are you? I made up my mind a long time ago who I would serve. And I have had my life threatened at times. I know what it sounds like for bullets to go by your ear. I know what that sounds like. I've been shot at. I've had people sent to kill me. In a church parking lot, three masked guys with guns sent to kill me one night in Montgomery, Alabama, with witnesses around. They didn't even care. But it's about to get like that for all of us. See, they were after me because I was leading Satanists to Jesus. And witches were getting saved and coming to Jesus. So we got to stop this guy. He's become a problem for us. And all I was doing was believing in Jesus and the power of God and telling people. Casting demons out of witches and Satanists. They were losing their minds. So, folks, are you ready? Darkness will cover the earth, he said. Gross darkness the people, but the Lord will arise upon you. I just believe that. I believe there's a greater anointing coming on the people of God. I want to do that song before we leave this morning, More, by Lindell. Because this is what we need to cry out this morning. And you need to hear me right now. And this, I'm going to say this before we get on. I've only been going about an hour. That's short for me. Short message today. But I want to tell you right now, I want you to do this morning. And those watching and listening out there, if you haven't made Jesus Christ, I'm talking about the Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who died on the cross for your sins and rose from the dead. If you haven't made him the Lord of your life and you don't love him more than anything in this world, it's time to do it. Don't exchange your soul for sexual immorality, drugs, pornography, adultery. Don't exchange your soul for that stuff. Taking a vaccine, trying to keep a job. Don't exchange your soul for anything in this world. That's one of the things we were singing this morning, and I was worshiping the Lord. I was just telling how much the Lord, I just love you. Man, it's good to just love him. I think about how good he's been to me all my life. Even when I was not walking with him the way I should be, he was still doing good things for me and planning a good future for me. Isn't that amazing? And I look back on things, even when I was a sinner, how he was preparing things for me to get to this place now. And I thank him every day. He opened my eyes and brought me out of sin and out of deception and kept teaching me and kept revealing himself to me and kept guiding me. And that's what I look back and go, wow, what a lifetime I've had. I wouldn't change any of it. And it's about to get serious, but it's also going to be fun. I don't know about you, but I love making the devil lose his mind. And demonic people just get, you know, they start twitching because they can't handle it. It's just too much truth for them. I'm sorry if I overloaded you with the truth. I know you're glitching out because your DNA's been changed. You're now a clone of something. I don't know. I know you can't handle it. Tom Cruise was right. You can't handle the truth. Or what was his name? Colonel Jessup. Colonel Jessup can't handle the truth. That's true. Most of the world can't. Most Christians can't handle the truth. I mean, y'all, when I started preaching end time prophecy again, like hard in like 2009, 2010, I literally had Christians go, la, 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 I don't want to hear it. Don't want to hear it. I don't care. It's too scary. I just want to hear how God loves me and wants to bless me. I had them tell me that. Why are you talking about that, Mr. Doomsday? I was like, because you're going to want to know when we get there. No, I don't want to know. All right. You know, we've had local pastors kind of joking around about the mark of the beast. Yeah, you're going to go to Walmart and boop, get your stuff. No, you're not. Not if you're a Christian. They ain't booping me anywhere, here, there, anywhere else. Not going to happen. But it's all shifting. Walmart, all the companies now are starting to shift. Soon it won't even have to be. They're talking about now, if you don't take the vaccine, you're not going to get medical care. The hospitals aren't going to treat you. Now, how evil is that? How evil is that? Well, I was talking about yesterday. That's why I got to win, folks. We'll declare a state of emergency and seize the hospitals and make them treat anybody that needs medical care. Evil people. I just don't like these people. I don't like evil people. Why do evil people, they want to hurt other people? And if I don't want your vaccine and you have it, you think it works, how am I a danger to you? I keep saying that, and yet I still see people in the world. You say that, and it's like a dog looking at a new dish. It's like, do you not get that? Let me say it again. I love that shirt my wife bought me. It says, I can explain it to you, but I can't understand it for you. But if you think your vaccine works, how am I a danger to you? Fauci. Folks, we were warned that the wicked would plot against the just, that the evil men, the rulers and the rich men and the chief men would rise up, and they would plot together against the Lord and against his anointed ones, the church. We were told that. We shouldn't be surprised. Now, what we need to be doing, yes, we should pray for our enemies. That's the first thing, because, you know, some of them are going to get saved. Some of them are growing a conscience and starting to be whistleblowers. And I believe it's because Christians, saints are praying for them. And I believe we're going to have more whistleblowers that are going to tell the truth. Think about Dr. Malone. You think about Dr. Peter McCullough. You think about some of these doctors and scientists that are telling the truth. Thank God they're telling the truth. When I become governor, I'm going to have them here. We're going to have a big conference with all these doctors and scientists that tell the truth. We're just going to bring them all to Alabama and say, let's just do a big, we'll just broadcast it to the nation. We'll just do a big thing for you. Well, I hope we're going to make Alabama a beacon for the truth. That's what the plan. You hear me? It could be done. I'm telling you, the tide's turning. I believe we're going to win this thing. Amen. You hear me? I do. We filmed 4 commercials for TV yesterday and the day before. And we had a full movie production going on yesterday with a staged car accident and smoke machine pouring out of it. And we had our actors, Bucko and Jordan, there filming at different spots all over the Opelika. We had a good time. But those will be coming out soon. But that's something else. Just pray for us in this run for governor, because it's more than just a run for governor. It's about a stand for the truth. That's what it's about. A stand for the truth in a world of lies. That's it. Well, let's do this song right here. And, oh, yeah, I was told out there if, YouTube shut us down this week. So this week, my count of 12 years, 24,000 subscribers, hundreds of videos, thousands and thousands of comments. In the last 4 or 5 years, we had like 4 or 5 million views. All gone. Shut down. This week. But you can go subscribe to Dean Odle Ministries, deanodle.org, and we're going to keep. Basically, it's like our own YouTube channel. We got all the videos there. We live stream there. So our website's become our YouTube channel. So go, yeah, and you can download the videos for free there too as well. So just so you know, there's ways to still share the truth with folks out there. All right, let's stand and do this song before we leave. or go down to eat. And just so everyone knows here, after we get through, you're all welcome. Go get you something at a restaurant nearby. Come back and we'll all eat together. I know some of you may have to go. That's all right. But we'd love for you to be able to stay if you can. But let's do this song right here because it's one of my favorites about asking God for more of his spirit and more of his power, because this is what we need to be praying, that we'll just be filled with more of Jesus. And if we're filled with the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ, guess what we'll do? We'll be beacons and voices for the truth. We will let our light shine. We will have the power. Listen, it's going to be a point where we won't be able to go to the hospital and doctors, and you better believe Jesus still heals. And Jesus still does miracles, because you're going to have to do it. You're going to have to lay hands on somebody because you're not going to be able to go to the hospital. So let's do this song.
More, we ask for more, more of your power, more of your glory. More, we ask for more, more of your spirit, more of your presence that we never known before. All we ask you, Lord, is for more. Ask for more.
More of your power.
More of your power.
More of your glory.
More of your glory.
More.
We ask for more.
More of your spirit.
More of your spirit.
More of your presence.
All we ask you, Lord, is for more.
More,
more.
We ask for more.
We ask for more.
More of your power.
More of your power.
More, more
of your
presence that we never known before. All we ask you, Lord, is for more.
All we ask for more.
Oh,
will do. Lord, we ask of you, give us more.
Come on, sing with me. More.
More of you.
Nothing else
will do.
Lord, we ask of you.
Say it again,
more.
More of you.
Tried
everything.
Lord, we ask
you.
Give us more. Give us more, more, more of you.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Go ahead and praise him this morning. We give you the praise and the honor and the glory this morning. We thank you, Jesus, for all you've done, all you're going to do. We ask of more of you, more of your spirit, more of your anointing, more of your power. And your presence in our lives. Lead us and guide us into all truth. Holy Spirit, teach us and show us things to come. Lord, we thank you. You're going to give dreams and visions and words of prophecy, and the gifts of the Spirit are going to flow. And we just thank you, Lord. I pray that upon everybody here today, Lord, I pray for a fresh anointing, that you would increase your Spirit upon them, that you would fill them even more, and they would flow in the gifts and power of the Holy Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Well, we pray this today for everyone here and those watching and listening in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Just real quick, Deliverance Seminar weekend next week, August 7th. If you haven't registered, better do it quick. The registration fee is only for lunch. We're just going to have lunch there, so it's being catered in. That's what that's about. So, that's going to be August 7th. We'll be meeting at the Marriott at Grand National, the hotel in Opelika. We'll also be meeting there on that Sunday morning, because I think we're going to have about 200 people at this, it looks like, or so, coming from all over the place. We're also going to do baptisms. We're going to come back here on Sunday evening and do water baptism. So if you need to be baptized, you need to let us know ASAP. And I guess we're at the cutoff. I mean, it's today. They get today. All right, for the school. All right, so look, today. All right, well, I'm going to give you today. If you want to be in Fire and Grace School of Ministry and you don't have your application in, I'm going to let you email it today. But get it in today, ASAP, because when's the Zoom orientation? Is that the what day? Tuesday next week? The 10th. Okay. So, Fire and Grace School of Ministry, applicants, get them in quick today. Today. We're going to let you email them today. And this is not looking good for you if you've waited to the last minute. So, I hope you step it up a notch if you do get in. All right. If don't be late, we take off for late stuff. All right. All right. Well, that's all we have. They look here. Those of you here, you know the rule. We get. We get our immune system strong against COVID by hugging necks before we leave. So you guys hug some necks before you leave. But please, if you can, go get something. Restaurants all over the place. You can go that direction or that direction. You'll find some. Go get what you want and come back. And we'll eat downstairs. When you come back, the front door will probably be locked. You have to come around and come in the bottom down there, the door back and the back. What? Oh, bye, life. Bye, people.